It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. A state law is taking effect to ensure domestic household workers receive minimum wage and standard workplace protections. The New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty praised provisions of domestic service in a minimum wage act that went into effect on Friday. The legislation ends the longstanding exemptions from New Mexico wage laws for domestic workers, including housekeepers and caregivers. It enables the Department of Workforce Solutions to investigate more complaints when people are not paid properly. Carbon emissions from fossil fuels are heating the planet. Experts say those emissions need to be reduced and even removed from the atmosphere to avoid catastrophic climate change. So, could carbon-neutral gasoline be a part of that? As KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, one company setting up shop in the West Texas oil fields says yes.
The Canadian company Carbon Engineering recently announced a partnership with oil giant Occidental Petroleum to try to create the first carbon-neutral oil field. Here's how it would work. The Canadian firm builds a big plant to basically filter CO2 out of the atmosphere. The oil company then pumps that CO2 back into the earth as part of an oil extraction process called enhanced oil recovery. If the process can be accomplished without extra emissions, Carbon Engineering CEO Steve Oldham says the gasoline that's eventually produced from that oil can be considered carbon neutral.
Yeah, while this first Occidental plant is focused on enhanced oil recovery, we think there is a huge market opportunity, especially in Texas, for capturing CO2 from the atmosphere and simply burying it back underground again, back where it came from.
But the technology has yet to be proven at scale, and some wonder if it will work economically. Oldham says the carbon capture plant should be operational in about 3 years. In Austin, I'm Mose Bouchel.
To commentary now on the need for clarity in communication, some thoughts from Dr. Kolani Kachela of Las Cruces.
Ambiguity is a hallmark of American speech today. People ask questions when they'd be better off speaking assertively. They don't respond directly. When someone needs something done, they typically ask a tentative question. Avoidance leaves people guessing about the other's intent. A supervisor once started me off on the job with, "You can do this, this, and this." "Can" told me, "Here are my suggestions and brainstorming ideas." Later, she claimed I hadn't moved the organization forward and fired me. Afterward, I realized what I'd heard as suggestions were her way of saying, "Do this now." Ambiguity had clouded my understanding of her intent. Ambiguity dominates the world of dating today, too, protecting participants from rejection. Dr. Scott Stanley, professor of marital and family studies at the University of Denver, says contemporary dating suffers from a lack of defining signals. Both fear and a lack of skill in communicating clearly have become driving factors in creating ambiguous, not clearly defined relationships. People often fail to communicate what they want or don't want. Maybe you've wondered why young people increasingly go to proms in groups instead of couples. That way, no one has to identify themselves as needing or wanting a partner. Since everyone seems to be with everyone else, the group provides safety from being vulnerable. Similar ambiguity pervades workplaces and families. People communicate ambiguously to minimize rejection, avoid hurt feelings, and dodge conflict from differing opinions. Family members avoid hard conversations because so-and-so won't be able to handle it. But people are stronger than we imagine, and we typically lose more than we gain in not communicating and not being truly heard by each other. People will not always agree, but at least you've told them clearly where you stand and what you feel you need. Telling people what we want in clear, concrete language in family, friendship, and work relationships encourages others to speak directly when they need something from us, too. This reduces misunderstanding and improves our chances of shaping results we desire. Courage and clarity move us further faster than ambiguity. The next time you want something from your partner, coworker, friend, or relative, tell them directly. Help move the world forward.
Commentary from Dr. Kolani Kachela of Las Cruces. His opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.